I guess you guessed by now that this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
We have some of my favorite artists on today's show. We have a lot of ZZK from Argentina, the awesome electronica collective. We have Chanchavia Circuito. We have Remolón.
Don't give it all away.
Okay. Okay. Can we keep listening to this,
yeah,
though? This is so good.
I love this song. Okay, we know Chanchavia Circuito. We've had him on the show quite a bit. But tell me about this mixtape.
Well, yeah, this is an old song. Caracol is from Chancha's amazing, stellar album, Rio Arriba. It's a remix he did of Tremor, featuring this fantastic singer, Wenceslada. This is another ZZK release. It's a mixtape from another ZZK artist called Frix Taylors. ZZK is the Argentine collective that has a lot of artists that fuse folk and electronica and indigenous chants. And this mixtape is called Un Poquito de Esto y Aquello. A little bit of this and that.
Aquello.
That's right.
I have to say, this kind of music is the stuff that really strikes me in a very, very good way. All this music where they mix electronica and folk music, because it's something you never would have thought of before. I never would have put these two styles together, even though I listen to a lot of folk music, but their sensibilities and their attitude and their openness to move different things together, this is some of my favorite stuff to listen to.
There's something so geographic about this music. I think it's the echoing of her voice and the bombo, which is that heavy, deep drum that you hear.
Usually made from like an animal skin, a cowhide or a goat hide.
Yeah, and to me this music feels as vast as the Pampas. I've been to the Pampas and they're so sprawling and flat. Pampa in Quechua means plains, and they're so flat that it's like you feel relieved by your own insignificance. And even the guitar plucks in this song, that's exactly how you feel, like you're just a guitar pluck in time. Do you want to do another ZZK artist?
Let's do it.
Okay. Check out the singer and tell me if you know who this is.
Te llamé todo el día, no voy.
Is it Francisca Valenzuela?
No, it's another artist that I love, and we both love. It's Lido Pimienta
from
Colombia.
Nice.
Which explains that whole cumbia vibe that she has. I thought it was Gaby Moreno. And the lyrics to this, by the way, are a little bit vulgar. I mean, she's talking to a man who has control. He's very manipulative, not a good dude. And she's saying, guess what? I can't even say it in English, but now I'm in control. Ahora tú eres mi perra.
Nice.
And I thought it was Gaby Moreno, and I'm like, but Gaby Moreno is like a lady. So this is like very cumbia villera, which is a very urban cumbia based in Buenos Aires, that ZZK took and made it quote-unquote sophisticated. This is the kind of cumbia I used to listen to all the time when I was in high school.
Cumbia is still such a popular format to manipulate and to be creative with, and I'm still not tired of it.
But it also has like a reggaeton beat, and when she's saying atrás, and then she starts saying tra, 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 and that's something that they do in reggaeton a lot, that little tra, tra, tra. It's like the fascination with the rolling the R's. You know what we should listen to next?
Oh, wait, my turn. I got a cumbia.
Okay, bring it on. What's up?
This is a cumbia from Colombia. It's a very old reggae song. It's called Sata Masa Cumbia. The British DJ Quantic.
Right.
He lives in Colombia now. Mm-hmm. Lives in Cali. And he put together a band of vallenato and cumbia musicians in Cali. And he recorded this album, and I like to call it like an attitude record. He called the band Los Míticos del Ritmo. And it was strictly all analog. Analog recording, all analog equipment, old school. There's nothing digital about this recording. Even though he's a DJ and his whole existence is the result of, you know, digitized music. But, and this is strictly traditional. This could be like from the 50s. It's got a modern sensibility. I like the idea of just going back and rediscovering that music in a very authentic way, you know?
We've really gone through three very different styles of cumbia so far. You know, and what Lido Pimienta was doing, well, she was fusing cumbia with reggaeton in the last song, but it was really like fast, like chun 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 chun. And this is like that slow winding cumbia. It's so slow and sexy.
It's the slowest cut on the slowest track
but
on the
I
album.
I love it.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's very erotic to me. Hey, do you have more cumbia, or can we play something?
Let's do something else.
Okay, let's do Batida by Angolan Portuguese DJ Mpula, a.k.a. Pedro Coquenel.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was just fantastic. The bouncing rhythms. He threw this other offbeat rhythm in there that you didn't think was going to do anything, and it went back into this guitar thing. It was just brilliant.
I guess you like it then?
Oh, God, yeah.
Doesn't this music just make you so happy?
Absolutely.
DJ Mpula mixes 70s Angolan music with modern electric dance and kuduro. Kuduro is a very popular sound and dance that was developed in Angola in the 90s, and that in itself, kuduro, is a fusion of Angolan styles like semba, kizomba. It's really similar to Caribbean soca.
Very much.
Very similar. And it has a very distinctive dance. You really can't think of kuduro without thinking of the dance, which is akin to popping and locking and breakdancing.
it's
pretty striking, though. When you see it, it's a very shocking, dislocated dance. I think we unintentionally created like an awesome dance show.
I think so.
I love this. I have nothing else to say.
I'm still dancing and the music has stopped.
Well,
what's next?
Well, that's your problem.
What's next?
Actually, I have something very danceable, but it's more music about riding your bike. I think it's called Bicicleta. This is a band called Spanglish Fly. Why don't we listen to it while I figure out what the name of the song is?
Welcome.
This is Spanglish Fly, Me Gusta Mi Bicicleta, I Love My Bike, which I do. I love my bike, and I love riding my bike around the city. They are a New York City-based band, which is dedicated to Boogaloo revival. Boogaloo being the fusion or the meeting point between salsa and funk. Right, Felix?
Yeah, 60s era. Soul and Afro-Cuban, yeah.
And they call themselves the greatest and baddest Boogaloo band on the planet.
Okay, here we go. Let's check them out. Okay, now this funky part, I want you to listen very closely. Listen to the conga part. That was called the soul conga. Because if you listen to like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On and some of the Jackson 5 and stuff, that beat was developed by African-American conga players where they're approximating Afro-Cuban music and a little bit of African music, but it developed organically, completely on its own. That's the soul conga under this funky part.
Nice.
Very nice.
You better not have some really depressing song waiting for me towards the end
so.
Of the show.
I don't think so.
I love this band.
Up, 'cause I got something to tell you, baby. You wanna ride with me? You better learn how to ride your
love Boogaloo. And I want to tell our listeners that if you guys love Boogaloo, Felix here was recently on WXPN's World Cafe talking a little bit about the history and the roots of Boogaloo and where it's going now. And if you stay tuned right after the show, we're going to play that segment.
All right, since this is a dance party and it's kind of a condensed dance party, it's time for the chill out section.
This is more or less chill. It's definitely more political. This is Mare. She's a rapper from Oaxaca, Mexico.
Ooh, nice.
Del cáncer de mama, cuando el machismo mató a muchas hermanas, cuando fueron perseguidas como brujas las lesbianas, entre abortos clandestinos, sida y trata de blancas, una entre tantas, de tantas y tan pocas, de las que como yo han sufrido las derrotas, siempre tan igual y tan diferente a mis otras, y si somos mayoría es solo en las cifras rojas. ¿Y tú qué esperas para contar tu verdad? La vida se va extinguiendo en medio de la oscuridad. Dejar de esperar, hazlo por ti, por nosotras, avanza ya.
Okay, we left that song up because it was so short, but it was fascinating to hear the rapping in a very southern Mexican accent.
Yeah.
And over the little guitar, the vihuela, yeah, the guitar, you know, whatever, the cuatro, whatever it is.
Sure.
We did Eva Las Vegas recently with the same kind of guitar rhythm and style. But this is very different.
Well, and you were hearing that very distinctive percussion. She had a dancer in the song, and that's the dancer's feet tapping against the floor.
Wow.
Let me tell you a little bit more about Mare. I found this through a film promo. It's a film documentary called Cuando una mujer avanza, or When a Woman Advances. And it's a documentary about her. She is an indigenous hip-hop artist from Oaxaca, Mexico, from Oaxaca City, which is an area that has been very impoverished in Mexico. And she's very politically conscious. She's doing a lot of fundraising. We're definitely going to link to her website.
You know, I've spent some time in Oaxaca before, and unlike other parts of Mexico, it's very, you get a very strong sense of indigenous culture there, and the faces and the language. And then to be up at the ruins of Monte Alban was just incredible. So you get a real sense of the deep sense of history, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. I really had a good time there. And like I said, what she's doing is just fascinating, just really blowing my mind.
Here's a female rapper who is very well established at this point. I'm talking about Chilean artist Ana Tijoux and her song Sacar la Voz, or Raise the Voice.
And we want to remind our listeners that we're going to premiere her video on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Respirar para sacar la voz, despegar tan lejos como un águila veloz. valor cobra más sentido si lo creamos los dos. Liberarse de todo el pudor, tomar de las riendas, no rendirse al opresor. Caminar erguido sin temor, respirar y sacar la voz. Tengo los bolsillos vacíos, los labios partidos, la piel con escama cada vez que miro hacia el vacío. Las suelas gastadas, las manos atadas, la puerta de entrada siempre tuvo el cartel que dijo que estaba cerrada. Una espina clavada, una herida infectada, entramada, una rabia colmada en el todo y en la nada. El paso torpe al borde sin acorde cada vez que pierdo el norte. Tengo la pérdida del soporte. El tiempo que clava me traba, la daga me mata, filuda la flama sin calma que de las manos se me escapa, pero tengo mi rincón florido. Sacar la voz, no estoy sola, estoy conmigo. Liberarse de todo el pudor, tomar de las riendas, no rendirse al opresor. Caminar erguido sin temor, respirar y sacar la voz.
This is from Ana Tijoux's album La Bala, The Bullet. It's one of her more political albums. She's talking about a lot of the stuff that's going on in Chile and Latin America. The video is very simple, but it's very poignant, like a lot of what Ana Tijoux does. No matter how irate she is or infuriated by a situation, she has a very serene quality, and I think it kind of goes to the point that serenity does not preclude passion.
I've always considered it more of a direct emotion.
She's clear and clear-headed and calm about telling it like it is, and it's very powerful.
Raspa con su amarga espátula, huérfano se hace de brújula, se lúcida lenta en celo, blanca el arma, blanco el pelo, su blanca cara de crápula. Esta décima espinela, la que Violeta cantaba, la de la sílaba octava del payador, vieja escuela, y lo que duela, si es que tiene que doler, la flama sin calma que arder tenga, que así siga ardiendo, que siga fosforeciendo si tiene que florecer.
En un cordel, a colgar la copla que el viento mece, que pocas veces merece, cada pena en su altavoz, cada tos, pensando en sacar la voz.
Before we slow it down completely, let's go to Spain for a new track from one of our favorite artists, Bebé.
Tira.
This is a new sound for Bebe.
Oh, absolutely. This is totally different.
The album's called Un Poquito de Rock and Roll. And the rest of the album is very much like this.
But she usually does like kind of this slow, sexy rap over some very smooth flamenco-influenced beats.
And there's nothing like that on this record.
Well, good for her for, you know, going in a different direction.
I really like this record, and the whole CD has a lot of interesting tricks to it, a lot of interesting turns. And like you said, it's great that she's stretching out because the voice is still there. It's still identifiable as her voice. But it's used in a different way.
Nice.
Trata de hacerte el show. Le metieron un corazón de patata pa' colgármelo del cuello. Morimos el día en que guardamos silencio ante las cosas que importan. Así que suelta mi pelo, amor. Nosotros estamos muertos. Morimos hace tiempo.
Okay, we've come to the end of the dance party. It's time to chill out completely with some music from Brazil.
Brazil is a good place to chill out.
This is Marisa Monchi.
The song is called Lencinho Querido.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh,
exactly
right,
how
right.
I was going to say.
Sorry, everyone knows I butcher Portuguese. I'm sorry.
But more, I butcher it worse.
So, you know how I always complain about the accordion? I love the bandoneon.
You do, and you complain about it mostly off mic so that you don't offend all the people who like accordion music.
So weird. It's like saying, I don't know.
You don't like sweets, but you like chocolate.
Right. I think bandoneon is like a man that is supposed to be very hideous, but you find beautiful. It's just so rough and rocky, and it just makes these stabs of noise. It's like a bagpipe. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you think about the accordion, but in that same way, you know, like the way she uses it in this song, it's there's color and there's texture, and it reinforces some of the melody or some of the chords. And when you listen to the accordion in Norteño music and Mexican music along from the border and all that, it's very prominent. It's
yes, like, that's what I was going
to
say.
It's very prominent. It's right there, and it's not as subtle. But if you listen to some of the very good players, there's a lot of subtlety. There's almost like a jazz quality. Some of them like a John Coltrane quality, but in a very subtle way.
My thing is, I don't want the accordion to be the main dish. It's like asparagus or something. I want it on the side, subtle, two or three notes. Stay out of the main dish.
We want want to remind everybody that you can hear all of these songs on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And when you go to npr.org/altlatino, you can also listen to our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio.
What could be better than hearing us 24 hours? What could be better?
It's mostly the music, okay?
That's true.
We don't want to scare people away. It's mostly the music.
And I have to tell listeners to stay tuned, because right now we're going to play Felix's brilliant introspective into the roots of Boogaloo. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Sorry. I still have a cold. Don't laugh at me. This has been Alt Latino. Sorry. Oh, let me do my radio voice. This has been Alt Latino.
It's time for the latest in our series, Latin Roots, on the World Cafe today, where we look and hear about, well, all different styles and types of Latin music. And I'm really happy today to welcome Felix Contreras, who's host of NPR's online music show, Alt Latino, which I'm sure you've checked out already, but if not, you should, because he's going to talk about Boogaloo. And I've always been interested in Boogaloo, but maybe tell people what it was. It was kind of a hybrid?
Yeah, you know, it was a mixture of influences. You know, Boogaloo was considered by some as the first New Eureka music, and New Eurekans being Puerto Ricans, people of Puerto Rican descent, born in New York as opposed to the island. So let me set the scene. It's late 50s, early 60s, and Puerto Ricans and Cubans in New York are listening to, you know, the end of doo-wop and R&B, and they're also listening to the mambo and cha-cha-cha of their parents.
Which I would expect wasn't particularly hip.
Well, you know, it was Tito Puente, Machito. Yeah, you know, those guys were once cutting edge, but at that point they were like middle-aged, you know, not exactly on the cutting edge, but, you know, still out there working. And what happened was that African-Americans and Latinos mixed on the bandstand for the jazz gigs, the Latin dance music gigs. And there's a legendary story of how Herbie Hancock was working with Mongo Santamaría. And he, on a break, he's doodling with a song, and Mongo says, you know, hey, wait. Don't stop playing that. Keep playing. And he plays along with them and works it up right there on the spot, and a classic is born. It was Watermelon Man by Mongo Santamaría.
Boy, there is a classic, Watermelon Man by Mongo Santamaría. A collaboration, really, I guess, between Herbie Hancock and Mongo Santamaría. What year was that?
That was about 1963. And it was, you know, a very early and influential song. Another influential song was about the same time was a song called El Watusi from the Latin band leader Ray Barreto. Those two songs were a very early, blatant attempt at crossover. And, you know, and it speaks to the relationship between the Latin music community and the mainstream record industry at that point, you know, the promoters and the media, because these guys felt like, you know, they're working their community, they're working their clubs, they're working their, you know, radio stations. But if you cross over to the mainstream, it's going to allow them to make a little bit more money, make it easier to make a living. And it's always been interesting to me that Ray Barreto always played down that song. In his career, he kind of saw it as a novelty. I mean, I saw him once sort of like, you know, I wish I could forget about that song. It wasn't a significant part of his legacy, but sociologically it was very important, because in the 1960s, that form became very popular. It was ubiquitous. There were all kinds of bands doing the music. They were in clubs. They were on the radio. You know, band leaders like Johnny Colon, Willie Bobo, and the Joe Cuba Sextet, they all had successes with it. In fact, in 1966, Joe Cuba Sextet had a hit with the song Bang Bang, which was written by a guy named Jimmy Sabater, who just passed away last month in New York. We'll be right back.
it's amazing when you play something like that, Bang Bang. You say that some of these people, including Ray Barretto, were not particularly proud of these songs, and yet, in some cases, they made whole careers out of these Boogaloo songs. What happened to Boogaloo after this initial burst in the 60s?
It was a combination of things, David. You know, it was like by the end of the 60s, it had pretty much died out. And it was principally because it was a fad. You know, fads of any type are going to run their course. And at the same time, you know, it was looked down upon the quote unquote serious musicians who played, you know, dance music or Latin jazz. You know, and there's also been rumors of the older musicians sabotaging the people who are the younger musicians who are having successes with Boogaloo because they were taking all the gigs, they were getting all the club dates. Older musicians started allegedly blacklisting bands and musicians from gigs and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of spooky intrigue that's all part of the rumor.
Is it still influential today? Can we look for this beat, this style?
Yes and no. I mean, first of all, by the time it died out in the late 60s, it was a precursor to the explosion of what you guys have talked about on Latin Roots, salsa, which was mostly New Eureka musicians who created and performed for the legendary Fania Records. And it was like a modernized version of a traditional dance form, the dance music. So Boogaloo sort of set the scene for that, you know, set the scene for, you know, an artistic expression by a group of musicians taking control of the means of production, really, music made for and by Latinos. Now, recently, there's a lot of younger DJs. These club DJs now are going back and digging for gold. They're crate diving. And these are some of even the grandkids of that first generation, you know, remixing the music with house music and electronica. And the example I brought is from a band called Latin Bitman. And this is a guy named Eric Bobo. And his father was Willie Bobo. So he grew up with all this music. He grew up with that style. And he's like revamped it. He's pumped new life into it by mixing it with all the stuff that he's grown up with.
From Eric Bobo, you can see where what we're talking about today, the Boogaloo, lives on. Felix Contreras, a final thought on this style.
You know, I got to be honest, when I was first discovering Latin music and really getting into the salsa, I didn't really appreciate and sort of look down myself at Boogaloo. It was like, it wasn't exactly hardcore. It wasn't the traditional form that I was hearing with some of the guys from Fania, what they were doing. But looking back on it now, the more I know about music, the more I can see I can put it in a broader perspective. And most significantly, one of those first hits by Monga Santamaria, Watermelon Man, because, you know, Monga's grandfather was from Africa. And in my mind's eye, Watermelon Man closed the circle on the two strands of African diaspora that came from the U.S. and from the Caribbean. And I've always felt like it's a profound statement of the influence of Africa in our music here in the U.S.
Felix Contreras, our guest today on Latin Roots. He is the host of NPR's online music show, All Latino. Check it out at npr.org. Felix, thank you so much.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun.
Felix Contreras, our guest on Latin Roots today on the World Cafe.